Chazor zeichen nishan b'chir eschus shalakam v'em yuhudim zeichus rosh hashanah daf lamed beis. Zok nishan b'yechinu he said, Rosh Hashanah Musaf Shemoneh Esrei is as follows. The first three brachas are like you say in every Shemoneh Esrei, except that he includes Malchias in the HaMelech HaKadosh bracha and doesn't blow the shofar at the end of that bracha. He then says the bracha for Yom Tov, Atar B'chatonu, and then he blows the shofar. He then says the Zecharonis blows the shofar, and says Shofarim blows the shofar. He then completes Shemoneh Esrei with the last three brachas like every Shemoneh Esrei. But Kiva said, if he doesn't blow shofar for Malchias, why even say it at all? Rather, the first three brachas are said like every day. The Malchias are combined with the bracha for the Yom Tov, which is then followed by blowing of the shofar. He then says Zecharonis and blows the shofar, Shofarim and blows the shofar. He then completes Shemoneh Esrei with the last three brachas like we say every Shemoneh Esrei. How could Rabbi Akiva ask why are Malchias all together? We learn from the pasuk. Mar said he meant to say if we don't blow the shofar for Malchias, then it shouldn't require 10 psukim like I require for Zecharonis and shofar, since it's different than them anyway. So even less than 10 psukim should be enough. A Braisa says the bracha of Ovois the Shemoneh Esrei is learned from the pasuk Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. The bracha of Gurois is learned from Havu Lashem Kavod Vois. The bracha of Kedusha, the third bracha, is from Havu Lashem Kavod Shemoy Bahadush Kodesh. How do we know you say Malchias Zichronis and Shofar? Rabbi Eliezer says we learn from the pasuk of Shabbosoin, referring to the bracha of Yom Tov. Zichron, the pasuk says Shabbosoin Zichron Truah. Shabbosoin refers to the bracha of Yom Tov. Zichron refers to Zichronis. Truah refers to Shofar. Mikra Kodesh refers to the Isser Malacha. Rekiva says it makes more sense that the first word Shabbosoin is what is the Isser Malacha, and Mikra Kodesh refers to the bracha of Yom Tov. How do we know you say Malchias? So Bryce says, Rebbe says the pasuk immediately before the discussion of Rosh Hashanah ends with the word Ani Hashem Alekeichem. We dash in that to mean that those words refer to Rosh Hashanah, teaching that you have to say a bracha that shows Hashem the King. Which is Malchias. Yesterday, Yehuda says we can learn from another pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hayu lachem lezikaron l'fnei alekeichem, ani Hashem alekeichem." The last three words seem extra, and they therefore teach that whenever Zecharonis are said, Malchias are also said, meaning Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel. We're in the Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha of Yom Tov said. So Rabbi says, Rebbe says the bracha on all Yom Tov is always the fourth bracha. Therefore, it combines Malchias with the fourth bracha over here as well. Shemem Lil says the bracha Yom Tov is always the middle bracha. So Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei normally has seven brachas. Here it has nine, so we put in the middle bracha and the fifth bracha. Combined with Zecharonis. The Braisa continues that when Rabbi Yechim ben Breka was a chazan by Rav Shimon Gamliel, he followed the order of Yechim ben Uri. Rav Shimon said to him, that's not how my father did it in Yavne. On the second day, meaning the next year, Rav Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yosef Glili, was the chazan, and he followed the order of Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon said, that's how my father would do it as well. Rabbi Akiva said, Malchias are combined with the Yom Tov Bracha, and Rav Shimon said above that Zecharonis are combined with the Yom Tov Bracha. How could Rav Shimon agree with Rav Chanina for following the order of Rabbi Akiva? Rav Zeir said, he agreed in the sense that the shofar is blown after the Malchias Bracha. We don't say less than 10 psukim for Malchias, 10 for Zecharonis, 10 for Shofar. So Rabbi Yechim Nuri said, if you said 3 of each, a yaitze. What did the 10 psukim of the Malchias correspond to? Rabbi Levi said they correspond to the 10 times David HaMelech said an expression of Hallel and Tehillim. We find many more than 10 times. Moses says he meant the times in the parak of Hallelu v'seka Shofar. Rabbi Yosef said they correspond to the Aseret HaDibros. Rabbi Yechim said they correspond to the 10 mamorei with which the Eved used to Nivra Ha'olam. Mishnah said Rabbi Yechim Nuri, Oimei, Shalosh, Shalosh v'chulu. Does that mean that 3 psukim are required from the Torah, 3 from the Levim, 3 from Ksuvim for a total of 9 psukim, which means he argues with Tanakhan regarding one additional pasuk? Or is that he says 1 from Torah, 1 from Navi, 1 Ksuvim, a total of 3, and they argue about 7 additional psukim? So Bryce says, once you say 10 psukim for Malchias, 10 for Zecharonis, 10 for Shofar. But if he only says 7 is Yoytzer, Rabbi Yechim Nuri says one should not say less than 7, but if he says 3 is Yoytzer. Now, if 3 means 3 psukim of the Torah, 3 of the Nevi'im, 3 of Ksuvim, this first part of the statement of 7 means 7 each for a total of 21, which would be more than Tanna Kamma. Obviously, 3 psukim means 3 in total. Or Huna in the name of Shmuel, passing like Rabbi Yechim Nuri. Zakhmish, we don't mention psukim dealing with punishment for the Machias, Zechonis, and Shofar. We begin with psukim from the Torah, we end with psukim from the Nevi'im. Rabbi Yechim says if one finishes with psukim from the Torah, he's Yoytzer. Zakhmish, the Gemara gives example of psukim of Machias, Zechonis, and Shofar that discusses punishment that we should not be used. However, the Gemara says we may use psukim that discuss the punishment of goyim. Psukim dealing with the zechronis regarding an individual should not be used. Rabbi Yehi says pikudim or of pikdoinis, like Hashem pocket asara, are allowed to be used for zechronis as well. Rabbi Yehuda says it should not be used. How could you use for sara, but if she's an individual? We just said individual psukim are not supposed to be used. Gemara says the remembering of sara is considered to be a rabbim because the rabbim came about through her. Rabbi Yehi says the pasuk Susha Mersheichem, which mentions the word melech twice, can be counted as 2 of the 10 psukim. The next pasuk of Susha Mersheichem says melech 3 times can be counted as 3. Rabbi Yehuda says the second one can only be counted as 2, because mihu zemelech hakavod is a question and therefore not counted as one of the times. Rabbi Yehi says zamr lekim zameir zamr lekim zameir ki melech halaret lekim counts as 2 malchias. Rabbi Yehuda says it only counts as 1, because when it says malkenu, it's not showing that God is king on the whole world, only of the Yidden, so it's not enough. They both agree that reference to Hashem sitting on his throne is not counted as a mention of malchias. Rabbi Yehi says a pasuk that mentions zechronis and shofars, like Shabbos and zikr and teruah, can be used for zechronis and then again for shofars. Rabbi Yehuda says it can only be used for zechronis because it doesn't say the word shofar. Same machalik applies regarding the pasuk of shuas melech boy for malchias and shofars. They would even argue regarding a pasuk that only mentions the word tura. Rabbi Yosi would say it could be used for shayfas. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot be used for shayfas. The Mishnah said mask b'tayir mashal benavi. Rabbi Yosi yamim v'chulu. Fact number, this is just Rabbi Yosi says that someone who ends off with a pasuk in the Torah is yotze b'di'evet. However, Bryce says Rabbi Yosi says that someone who ends off with a pasuk in the Torah is praiseworthy. The Mishnah says the Mishnah should say Rabbi Yosi said if one began with a pasuk in the Torah and ended with a pasuk in the navi, he is yotze, which is b'di'evet. But he should, because he should do it from the Torah. We find in fact we only find three pasukim regarding malchus in the Torah, and if you have to add a fourth from the Torah, so what's the fourth pasuk? Who said Bryce says Rabbi Yosi says the pasuk of Shema Yisrael is considered malchus. Pasuk of Yedata Hayom Shavuos is also, and also the pasuk of Atar Reis Ladas is all considered malchus. Zok the mission of Shayfer is blown on Musaf and Rashon when Halal said it, another Yom Tov it said by Shachris. Chari Shayfer blown by Musaf because Rabbi Mahadus Melech want people to come, so why isn't Halal the same thing? And if you can tell me the Halal we do earlier because the reason Makdim the Mitzvah, which do Shayfer in the morning also by Shachris. But you can say the mission was taught in a time when the Goyim decreed against blowing the Shayfer, so the Goyim would stand watch till after Shachris, so the institute should be blown by Musaf. Why don't we say Halal and Rosh Hashanah? Rav said the Malachim asked this question to Hashem. Hashem says, I'm sitting here in judgment, the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim are open before me, the Yidden should sing Halal. Zok the mission, in an attempt to be yoytz in the mitzvah of shofar, you're not allowed to go beyond the tchum or clear a pile of rubble, climb a tree, ride an animal, swim in water, or cut the shofar, whether the cutting is done in Issa d'Rabbanan or in Issa d'Oraisa. However, one may put water or wine into the shofar to make it sound better. You don't have to stop children from blowing shofar, and one should even help them to learn how to blow on Rosh Hashanah. One blows without, someone who blows is when he's mesatik without even thinking to be yoytz, or someone who hears from such a person is not yoytz. The Gemara explains, even though the mitzvah of shofar is an asay, but the mitzvah of melacha on yom tov is an asay and alois asay, therefore a simple asay cannot be doichen asay and alois asay. Mishnah said, loyalim b'ilim b'lay roichman al gavi behemah, etc. Fact, the Gemara. Once we're taught that even by an isidra bonon, meaning something which doesn't even have a, it's not even linked to an isidra isa, it can't be overridden for shofar. So why do we have to teach that the other gzeiras that do involve a possible isidra isa, like riding an animal, you're afraid you can rip off a branch, that can't be done. That's obvious if even the other types of gzeiras can't be done. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is teaching a zoo vein zarech lem zoo. It teaches something additional, even though there is really no reason to teach it.